a response that we have had from some site owners as an excuse. They say, well, I can't give you a reduction because I'm not registered with Bord Fáilte, and I'm not being registered, then I don't receive any support from government. It's actually against the law not to be registered. And I think that anyone that is operating an illegal site, they themselves should be approached by government to find out just why is that the case.
Is this a problem that could get worse, because we could very well be facing a scenario in the coming weeks where travel restrictions north of the border are eased, but they remain in place within the Republic, and that could even put a bigger focus on this?
And it clearly would do, and that is where it is important, in particular for those site owners and the likes of it in Donegal, because at the end of the day, you know, they depend very, very much on the trade. It is an issue that is pertinent to Donegal in terms of cross-border travel. The actual travel issue in itself, that prevents people from utilising the facility, but it doesn't take away from the responsibility of site owners to show consideration to their tenants. And many of the tenants, you know, let's remember this as well too, that many of those same tenants, they've been affected by the COVID. They've been affected in terms even maybe of reduced income or loss of income in a whole lot of cases. And I do think that they should be a much more compassionate attitude adopted by site owners, and in particular where those site owners have received any type of support from central government, whether it's in the north of Ireland or in the Republic.